It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. And the reason we're mentioning them is they have a fantastic deal available right now. If you've been thinking of upgrading your stairs and landing at home with lovely carpet, well, they've a great offer right now. A full stairs and landing package for just €500. Reduced from €1,099, and that is for up to 16 square yards, which is your average stairs and landing size.
Yes. And the one thing I notice when I go into somebody's house is they're landing. I always check their landing.
Well, you go up the stairs in somebody's house, you go, hi, how are you? Can I go up to your stairs? That's a little bit weird.
Okay, we're going off script here.
We
no,
are.
But I like a good landing. Right. I like a landing that is carpeted.
But there's a G at the end of that word as well, by the way. A landing.
Oh, I must have got the wrong script here.
No, you didn't.
Anyway, I judge a house on its landing. And
again, that's really weird. Walk in the front door. Here, I'm going up the stairs. Anyway, yes, I know the point you're making.
Yes.
And nice stairs.
Nicely
carpeted stairs gives a good impression.
Yes, what I'm trying to say is don't underestimate the power of a well-carpeted landing.
Absolutely.
With a G.
With a G. So they currently have 95 rolls of carpet in stock to choose from, so there's something to suit every style. But once they're gone, they're gone. The offer is only available while stocks last. To make things easier, they offer a completely free measure and sample service anywhere across Dublin and the surrounding areas. And you can either visit them in their showrooms at Harmonstown Road in Raheny or Upper Main Street in Rush. You can visit their website, carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com. So for a limited time, Jeremy, you can get, that's over to you now, this is where you jump in.
Oh, you can get
this amazing offer.
This amazing offer.
Yeah, you have the script there in front of you.
Script, you've gone off script.
Jesus.
Okay, if you're interested in taking up this offer, and you should be because it's over 50% discount, head along to one of their two showrooms. One is located...
I've already done all that.
Yeah. But what's left for me to do?
Just tell us about the offer again, will you?
But you've already said the offer. Sorry, the offer is amazing. It's over 50% off, reduced from €1,099 to £500. And I have to say to you, in this day and age, where would you get your stairs and landing done for £500?
You wouldn't.
Well, you would.
Well, you would. From Carpet Luxury
guys,
Bedding and Furniture. Check them out on their website, carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com, and get your haul, your stairs and landing done for just £500. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? You may have seen this story in the news this week. Nurses are now travelling in groups to and from work to try and avoid racially motivated abuse. Now, the claim from the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation comes after new figures show that hospital staff have been subject to racial abuse or prejudice on lots of occasions in the past number of years. Figures released to the journal by the HSE show that the number of incidents of discrimination, prejudice or racial abuse aimed at staff has risen each year over the last 5 years. Have a listen to what Philney Hay, who is the boss of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, had to say about the abuse that some staff are experiencing.
A great deal of nurses and midwives who work in the Irish health service, both the public and the private sector, didn't train here, weren't born here, and come from outside of the EU. And increasingly, they're telling us that they are nervous of going to and from work because of racially motivated comments that are made towards them, and sometimes some threatening language. So this is unacceptable. We believe that the campaign to have increased police force on our public transport is the right one. These behaviours are not appropriate, they're not correct, and people who are coming to and from work should do that and enjoy safety in doing that.
Okay, that was Phil Nihay from the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, basically highlighting how it's one thing. Nurses and doctors, well, it's dreadful, getting abuse while they're at work from horrible patients. We've heard many, many stories of that. But these nurses are experiencing threatening language, racist comments.
This is outside the hospital.
And the majority of these incidents aren't even reported. They just put their head down and get on with life. But they're now finding it so intimidating.
Okay, straight away,
just going to and from work that they're going to work in groups now.
Okay, I just want to stop you right here. And Keith, you're always welcome onto the show. It's been a while since we spoke to you. But Keith has said straight away, yeah, and I'll just repeat what he, as we're recording this podcast, Keith did a sleeping emoji. Mm-hmm. So in other words, this conversation is boring because it doesn't suit his agenda. And here's what he's saying. He's saying, it's not happening. So how would you respond to that?
I've just played a clip from the boss of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. Why would she make that up? Why would she go to the trouble of doing that?
What's your response to him? It's not happening. Keith, you're very welcome on to the show, as usual. But I just don't get that. The amount of people that message is saying it's not happening. How do you know it's not happening, Keith? Are you a foreign national walking home on your own after doing a 16-hour shift in the hospital? What I always say to these people, I'm not talking about Keith, but even the people who were laughing at this story, all those fuckers, and that's what you are, fuckers who were laughing at this story, have the balls, okay? If you find it funny that foreign national nurses and doctors are being racially abused in Ireland, have the balls the next time you bring your little angle into hospital, yeah? Or the next time you have to bring your mother or your father or even yourself into hospital, have the absolute balls to say to them when you're in the waiting room and if a Filipino nurse comes over to triage you, say to her, I don't want to be looked after by you. I want to be looked. Have the balls to say that. But you won't, because you're all slithering little worms. That's all you are. That you think it's funny that someone's been racially abused. You don't believe that it's happening.
When I heard this story this morning, the one thing that went through
why
my mind...
Why would they
mind,
make it up? Like, why would they
the
make...
One the one thing that really got to me was... I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed to be Irish, basically, when I heard that. You will remember last year, my mum was very sick and sadly passed away in hospital. And
well, she's not in the nursing home at one stage as well.
She was as well, yep. And some of the nurses, especially in Vincent's Hospital, there was one particular Filipino nurse who was absolutely fantastic to my mother, really cared for her so brilliantly. And I'm embarrassed at the thought that that Filipino nurse would leave that hospital.
And was
after,
she?
After caring for my... I don't know if she was. Having cared for my mother so well and then gets racially abused on her way home from work. I find that just disgusting. Here's the bottom line. Our health service would crumble around it on its knees if all of the foreign workers, non-EU workers, said, I'm out of here, okay, I'm gone.
The counter argument to that, that's not me saying this, by the way, that's some people on our social media pages saying this, yeah? Yeah, that they're saying, oh, if they sent all the Filipino nurses back to the Philippines, all our doctors and nurses will come home. I can tell you for a fact they won't. I have two friends, one who works as a nurse in Brisbane and the other who works as a nurse in Sydney. One of them's been there 8 years, the other 10 years. They are fucking having the life of Riley over there. They don't want to come back to Ireland. Not because there's no jobs in the health service or because the money is shite. They have a life in Australia and they want to live in Australia. So this belief that, oh, if you sent all the Filipino nurses home, all the Irish nurses will come back home. I'm telling you now, two examples. The two girls I know wouldn't step up back inside this place.
Okay, but the bottom line here is I find it embarrassing that we have people working in our health service without whom it would fall asunder who are being given dogs abuse on the streets. Yet, you would happily, and here's the bottom line, when you rock into hospital in the back of an ambulance, you'll take treatment from anybody.
Of course you would. Of course
you don't care where they're from.
And in fact, I got into trouble a couple of weeks ago on Twitter because I was giving out, I was replying to Derek Bly. You know Derek Bly?
I do.
Yeah, lovely man.
What's lovely about him?
Anyway, I was responding to Derek Bly giving out about foreigners in the country. And I said to him, with any bit of luck, you'll arrive in an A&E hospital someday and a Pakistani doctor will look at you and see that fucking horrible racist mug of yours and refuse. And then people start complaining and saying that I was advocating Derek Bly not getting medical treatment. And the Hippocratic Oath. But that's if there was any karma in this world, Doctors and nurses, now they won't because they're good people, but they would refuse to look after all the you little worms who think that it's okay to racially abuse medical professionals. As Adrian said, his mother was cared for literally day and night and couldn't have had better care.
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
So shame on you.
Anyway, the bottom line is it highlights to me how horrible a society we've become. That people working in respectable jobs.
Yeah, but they're not scamming. They're not working.
Most of them are brought to the country to work. And they're getting dogs abuse on the streets. Yeah. It's so embarrassing.
And they're getting dogs abuse from the dolies, who literally wouldn't know along the hard day's work. Dolies who just sit on their hole all day doing absolutely nothing. And they go, what we do today, let's go out and abuse some Filipino nurses. You wouldn't know a day's work if it slapped you across the face.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. What is your reaction to hearing that? To hearing that nurses are now travelling to work in groups. Such is their fear of being the subject of discrimination or prejudice or racial abuse as they're going to and from work. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. We'll kick off with Glenn.
No blacks, no Irish, no dogs was a post I put in the UK plenty of times over the years when the troubles were going on. And that did hurt the Irish. I don't care what you try and say, the Irish were hurt by saying things like that. Now tell me, I've never been in Madrid. Luckily I'm white. When I say that is, I don't face much racism here because there is quite a bit of racism. But if they held an anti-Irish protest and get the Irish out of Madrid, get them out of Spain, we don't want them. And I've seen a handful of the parents whose kids I mind during the week and teach English shit at that protest. I'd feel hurt. I'd feel targeted. I probably wouldn't even feel safe at some stage. Now, that's someone who's talking who's a bloke and 6'4". Imagine these poor women that are going to work. Yeah, racially abused while they're looking after your mothers, your grandmothers, your children. These people have probably had to tell patients that you're on the end of life care now or you have a couple of months left to live. But yeah, they get screamed at, Paki, the N-word, everything, just for walking home and earning a decent living. This is not about illegal immigration. This is just pure fucking hatred. It's disgusting.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
By the way, one of the things I meant to tell you about that story is the foreign healthcare workers that are most likely to receive abuse are from Africa and India. So that proves that this is about skin colour, because Eastern Europeans that are working in our hospital service who are white don't get that abuse. It is African and Indian workers mostly. Yeah. Filipinos to a less extent, but it is all to do with skin colour, which is really, really proof of the fact that this is racially motivated. Parik, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How are you doing? How's tricks?
Good, thank you. Are you shocked to hear that nurses are being racially abused on the streets of Ireland when they're going to and from work?
Well, where's the actual proof of this? Is there audio proof of this, or is this just hearsay?
What, you want me to produce a video for you? Why would the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation speak out about this if it's not happening?
Well, it could be just a PC stunt.
A PC stunt? Why would they do that?
Well, why? Because this country's gone very woke, obviously. That's why.
No, what the nurses and are saying to their representative body is, we are being abused on the streets. We are travelling to and from work in groups now because they obviously feel their safety in numbers. Such is the intimidation they're receiving on the streets. And your answer to that is, show me the proof. Show me the proof.
Absolutely.
Now, Jeremy, he's not the only one that said that.
No, he's not. So you don't believe it? You don't believe it's happening? No.
Maybe the most racism I see. Let's take this globally in the world at present. Is actually on people, white people. Like for instance, there was a guy, 21-year-old man, young man, murdered in London the weekend, Finbar Sullivan, by two Africans. There was a girl raped in Epsom the weekend, also just outside London, by a gang of non-EU.
What's that got to do with people being racially attacked on the streets here?
I think it's a much higher scale. People being murdered or raped or sexually assaulted.
No, but hang on, Patrick. Two things can be wrong at the same time, okay? So, yes, it's wrong if foreign nationals attack, but I can tell you the people carrying out attacks on white people are not doctors and nurses. Do you think doctors and nurses are going out on their day off if they're off on Saturday and going into town to try and stab white people? Honestly, now, come on.
Look, things have gone full circle. If you want to hit racism, there's more racism now against white people right across the West, per se.
Jesus Christ.
People being murdered and raped. We had a situation.
Again, Patrick, two wrongs don't make a right.
I deal in facts here, Adrian. A beautiful Ukrainian girl was killed on a tram in America last year by an African.
Yeah, but hang on, yes, these are all terrible things, but what has this got to do with a Filipino nurse being shouted at with racist abuse? You're saying you don't believe it until you see video evidence or recording. Is that correct?
Well, I doubt very much that Filipino nurses have been, because everybody knows Filipinos are lovely people. And at the end of the day, so there's good and bad in every race, where everybody's aware of that. But at this juncture, a lot of Irish people are unable to pay their bills. And they differentiate between people are coming in here genuinely and working, and the freeloaders that are housed up in these IPAS centres.
But these are IPAS centre people staying in IPAS centres are not walking to hospitals wearing scrubs, Porrick. These are medicals, and I'm sure even the thickest racist fucker who's attacking these people would clearly see a woman with dark skin, be she Indian or Pakistani, walk into hospital in a pair of scrubs is not a freeloader and is not coming from an IPAS centre.
No, but at the end of the day, there's a bit of racial abuse. It's only words.
So it's okay to shout at a Pakistani person, get back to your own country, you packy bastard. Is that okay?
Well,
it's just banter, is it?
I worked in England back in the 90s construction, and I was told to fuck off back home, Paddy. So it looked okay. I'm sure you
didn't like it, did you?
It didn't bother me. I knew it was only one or two people. At the end of the day, I wasn't a criminal. I wasn't going around. I'll give you a good example now of the freeloaders here. IPAS Centre in City West. I was doing a job for a lady in Temple Oak last week. She's a lovely lady in there, Moldovan cleaner, and she does a bit of a job in the City West Hotel. And she regaled the lady and me about the designer gear dripping, because she goes into the rooms of these welfare tours. The dripping in Amazon coming in.
Hold on, the truth hurts, Jeremy. Amazon vans
coming in with Amazon gear, designer gear for these guys.
Okay, Patrick, as Jeremy said,
the king of whataboutery. You're literally the king of whataboutery.
Patrick, I want to go back to the fact that the nurses that we're talking about here from India, from the Philippines, from parts of Africa, firstly, we're in the main invited here to work. We're offered jobs here in Ireland and encouraged to come and work in our health service. They were recruited, and then they come here. They're attending to all of our medical needs. And I gave the example of my own mum when she was very sick in hospital, was cared for by a Filipino nurse, and she was the most wonderful human being I've ever met. Now, you're telling me that nurse, that lovely nurse, has to grow a pair of balls and expect and accept being shouted at racially on the street. Is that what you're saying?
Well, there's an irony here. Most of the Irish nurses are emigrating to Australia, as we all know.
Yeah, they're having a great life over there.
We're having a great life. They can't afford to buy a house here. I wouldn't call it a great life. But at the end of the day, the situation and people are frustrated. And if there's racial abuse going on, it's not on the same scale as white people being murdered all over the world.
Again, two wrongs don't make a right here, Patrick. Do you think it is acceptable? Do you think it is acceptable for that nurse, after tending to my very sick mother last year, might be shouted at and racially abused as she goes home to her flat or her apartment or wherever she lives?
Well, I say this has probably been exaggerated. It might be one or two cases. And at the end of the day, there's a lot of people are more concerned about it. They realise a lot of good people have come in here. There's a lot of bad people have come in here, Adrian. And that's what the Irish people are against.
Padraig, why won't you condemn us? Why won't you condemn racist attacks on medical staff?
Racist, one or two little hurty words. Are we supposed to you're making a mountain out of a molehill?
That's not us making it. This came from the INTO,
INMO.
INMO, sorry. This came from the INMO. We're just reporting the facts here. You don't believe it, Padraig. You said, I want video evidence believe it. That's what you said, yeah?
There was a song by Elvis called Suspicious Mind. I think it's very apt to life, you know?
Okay, Padraig, you said that you...
By the way, he's not the only one saying that. Another message there on our Facebook says, there is a record option on every mobile phone. Show me proof. I just can't get my head around.
Who said
correct?
That was what's his name that appeared out of the woodwork again after.
Oh, Keith, yeah. Show me proof. My answer to you, Padraig, and you, Keith, you both believe in God. Show me a video that God exists. Hang on a second, Padraig. You believe in God, don't you? Because you're quite religious.
I'll show you. The country probably do, yeah.
No, but do you have a video of God talking to you or anything like that? Do you have that video that you can send?
That's a ridiculous comparison.
If you want
to insult the Irish people's intelligence even further, hold on a second. We're talking about people going to work here. We're also, we get lectured from the intelligentsia, i.e. the so-called politicians, lecturing us that there's no correlation in this country between open borders and crime.
Padraig, I ask you a question, Padraig.
Hold on now, Jeremy. Go to any district court, any criminal court, any day of the week, have a look at the names on the charge sheets. There are not too many indigenous to this land. So really stop insulting the Irish
Padraig, Jeremy asked you one thing. Why won't you condemn, even if it was only once or twice?
No, I've asked him two things. If you need video evidence before you believe something, how can you believe in God when you've no video evidence?
That's a reasonable statement.
So if you can just answer that question first of all for me.
Forget about God for a second.
You believe in something that you've never seen. So on one hand, you're saying you believe in God even though there's no video evidence. In fact, there's zero evidence that God exists. Absolutely, mine is zero, actually, evidence.
My father used to say, if you haven't got faith, you haven't got anything. And it's you're supposed to believe even though you didn't understand. That's what we were all taught.
Oh, so
people have that option for critical thinking. If you don't believe, that's your baby. If I believe, that's my baby, okay?
Padraig, again, one of the things Jeremy asked you a moment ago is why would you not condemn, even if it only happened once or twice, any nurse or doctor on their way to work getting abused on the street? Would you not condemn that?
Well,
no?
I think there's a lot more Irish people getting racially abused in this country now. Given the huge change in demographics here, we're outnumbered in a lot of places in this country now. So give me a break.
Stay there for a second, Padraig. Let me go to... I want to play a WhatsApp voice note that has just come in to us. And this is for... This is from Martin. Martin.
This fella here is off the wall. I don't know how anybody can't see the difference between a nurse or a doctor coming here to work, earn a living, raise a family, pay taxes, and some scumbag who just come here to rinse the system from an iPass centre, who... I actually agree with Jeremy or Adrian, whoever said it. No nurse or doctor is going out committing fucking crimes in the community like a lot of these people are coming from iPass centres. So don't be, people out there, don't be showing your anger towards people who are actually coming here to make a living. Show it towards the government mainly, really. That's what I'd say.
Okay, Padraig, don't be condemning nurses and doctors who come here to make a living after being invited, and differentiate between them and people in iPass centres.
I've already said that there's a big difference between people are coming here, genuine pain into the system than the freeloaders. But Irish people are frustrated. And I, like I said earlier, I don't believe that one or two instances of racial abuse. Like I said, there's more Irish people being racially abused on the street now than foreign nationals.
And I'm sorry, have you proof of that? Have you videos to show us that?
Well, I have as much proof as you have that of the former.
No, but sorry, the proof is coming from that spokesperson. I literally said she's been receiving these reports. You just came out with a simple statement.
He said, she said, give me the audio.
Stay there for a second. I want to go to...
We'll give you the audio if you give us the audio of God talking to you, okay? If you have that audio, can you send it on into us? We play it on the podcast, yeah?
No, sweat. Because in fact, you won't be able to give me the audio.
And you won't give us the audio of the God that you believe in talking.
Like I say, you're just really scraping the barrel Jeremy.
No, it's absolutely not scraping the barrel.
Okay, let me go to Niamh. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Niamh?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Niamh. Niamh, what is your reaction to that report from the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation that nurses, foreign national nurses, are now travelling to and from working groups because they are so fearful of racially motivated attacks on the street?
I think that's really sad, because there's a nursing home where I am, and there's about, I don't know how many Indians living and working in the town, and they basically run that nursing home. They look after the patients, they look after everyone there, their family, they're back home in India, they're doing all they can day in, day out, and they don't even see their own family, and they're here looking after our older people. And the fact that they're working, they're paying taxes, and people wouldn't even do the job themselves, but yet they're going around complaining when they see them on the street and say them are falling yokes, robbing us. They don't know a thing about them. Like, it's the people that are coming to the country that are wrecking people's head, but they just be looking at people saying, oh, look, that fucking foreigner there, she's slamming the place. I just think it's the whole system's gone wrong, but an awful lot of them are in the health system. I worked in healthcare. I couldn't do it. I actually passed out so many times in placement. I just could not do it. I did not have the stomach for it. I think they're just running the healthcare system.
And you've been listening to, for example, Paul Rick, who's on there, who won't even condemn nurses and doctors being shouted at.
They don't even see them as nurses and doctors. They just see them as foreigners. They don't even see behind the person. They just see a foreigner. That's all they see.
And Paul Rick, that's what I'm hearing from you. You were talking about freeloaders and everything else, but I think you literally lump all foreign nationals into the one category.
They just see a foreigner, and they just see someone wrong in the system. They don't see the person, what they do, or what they do when they go home, or people they have abroad. I just think it's also sad.
Okay, do you want to respond to that? Because I think that's exactly what you do. You lump all foreigners into the same category, regardless of what they're doing here.
At the risk of repeating myself for the third time, I've already said there's a huge difference between people coming here genuinely paying into the system and the freeloaders. And if any of these cases are going on, which one or two, these two cases you're talking about, they're probably with people that are taking druggies on the street, because these Irish people don't go around racially abusing anybody.
Niamh, you obviously believe that the problem we have in this country now is that people see somebody of a different skin colour and see them as a freeloading foreigner, regardless of what they're doing.
Yeah, they don't care. They don't see it anymore. Because, like, if you go into any hospital, like, there's mainly foreigners working there. There's some Irish people, but there's mainly foreigners. They do the hard graft in this country. Like, there's a lot of Irish people too, but there's a lot of foreigners mixed in as well, are working as well.
And do you find it embarrassing, because I do, that somebody who might be caring for your granny in hospital tonight is getting abused going home from hospital tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I do. I feel so sorry for them when they're still, because they're children. They don't go home in 3 months because they don't have the money. They don't have the money to feed their children. They have their mothers, they have their sisters looking after their children, and they're here looking after our children, our parents.
Yeah, and in fact, I mentioned when my mom was in hospital last year before she passed away, one particular Filipino nurse, and she did exactly that. She had two young children at home in the Philippines, living with her husband, and she sends her wages, well, not all her wages, but she sends money home to them every single week.
Yeah, and they're up there in the nursing home care systems. They're saving up their money to go home, and they might not go home in maybe 4 months. And there's people going in around there saying there's nothing but Indians in that place, running that place, and they're all going around talking Indian. But sure, what are they supposed to do? They're in another country. They're trying to make a home for themselves here. So what are they supposed to do? Talk English when there's only Indian around them. Like, if the Irish won't go in and work, what are they supposed to do?
Stay there for a second, Eve, if you can, please. Our number is 085 825 2626.
Can I just read out a message from Daniel? Daniel Hines, actually. We've sent you a message there if you want to come on, Daniel, because we'd love to hear some more stuff about this. Because even reading out your message now, Daniel, I know people are going to say, oh, that's made up, that didn't happen. But here's what Daniel says. He says, there are plenty of Indian nurses that have been assaulted in southwest Dublin, Tallaght, Clondalkin areas. And that's coming from him. Is he making that up as well?
I don't know.
It's all lies.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Mo, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mo?
Good, good. How are you guys?
Good, thanks, Mo. Now, you've been on this podcast many times. Originally lived here in Ireland. You now live in Sweden, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Yeah, correct.
And you said to us in a message earlier on that this is a subject close to your heart because your parents came to Ireland as medical workers, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. And they were recruited. We had a great life. And just so you know, we had a great life. They were recruited.
Recruited from where?
My dad was recruited from South Africa, if I remember. It was recruited anyway, right? And I had a great life. I was happy, you know, in school, right? Because my dad was here and then my mom came over here, then I had to come here because they were living here. Mm-hmm. So they were recruited, first of all. We didn't need...
What did your dad work at?
He's a doctor.
He's a doctor, okay. Yeah. So your dad is a doctor from South Africa who was recruited and brought to Ireland.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
And when you hear this story, and I know we've spoken to you on a number of occasions, and there is a reason you don't live in Ireland anymore, which is what?
Yeah. And we've spoken about this before, but what my parents went through already as healthcare professionals, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was not nice. It's like we're not begging, first off. We're here, but they were treated really shit, treating patients, everything so far. And we're talking about how I was treated in the streets, right, back in the days.
Yep.
And it's just full circle. And now it just seems like it's more obvious, right? But this has been happening for years.
Let me just cut across you there because you've heard like our first couple of callers. Show me the proof. I don't believe that this is happening. Tell me what you have experienced in your own life with regard to healthcare workers and what they've had to put up with.
So my mom is actually, I wish you could have, I don't care. My mom might probably hear this. So I don't care if you will hide my voice.
That's okay, yep.
My mom comes on being called a monkey, blah, blah. So my mom is almost racist because of what she's as a healthcare worker. My
really?
Mom is racist. I think so.
The abuse that she has suffered has been so bad that it's nearly turned her into a racist.
Yep, she has turned racist because of this, that we cannot trust white people. So let's just be clear here. I'm married to a white guy, just so you know, mm-hmm. right? But this is what black people go through that turns them even more racist, sort of. My mom is a nice person, but she's turned racist based on what she's gone through from work.
And this is here in Ireland, being abused by people on the streets or whatever. This has gone on for years. So when you hear people saying, this is fake news, this isn't happening, you're saying, yes, it is. It has for many years.
Yeah, it is not fake news. It has for 17 years now, at least for me. It has been. It is not fake news.
And for you, it became the sort of shit that you've to put up with just for being a person of colour living in Ireland. It just became too much for you and you decided, I'm not staying here anymore. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm not. No. Yeah, exactly. I'm not. Especially with the kind of job that I was working with, I couldn't. I couldn't deal with the old racist layer on top of that. That's why I left.
Okay, and I remember you telling me before that the main reason you left Ireland is exactly that it's such a racist country, the way in which you're treated on the streets. So when you hear that healthcare workers are now travelling, nurses are travelling to hospitals in groups now, if they're foreign nationals, because maybe there's safety in numbers or whatever, that doesn't really come as a surprise to you then, does it?
Well, I'm not surprised, I'm disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad to hear you say, but again, that is the reason, and Mo's spoken to us before, that is the reason she left the country.
If you were to profile the picture or profile the type of person that was more or most responsible for the racist abuse, how would you categorise them? I mean, is it men walking down the road in suits with briefcases? Was it young fellas? What age were these racists?
I don't want to profile anyone, let's put it this way.
I'm just trying to get a handle on who was carrying out these verbal attacks on you.
What I would say is people that have never travelled, right? Haven't seen the world.
Mm-hmm.
Skangers.
Skangers, yeah.
Pardon my language. Yeah, skangers that have never seen the world. That cannot...
Let me ask you a question then. If you... were approached by somebody, a nurse or a doctor from Nigeria or from India, and they approached you and they said to you, Mo, you lived in Ireland for a number of years. I've been offered a job as a doctor or a nurse in a hospital in Ireland. What's it like there? Should I take it? What would you say to that person?
No.
There you go. I mean, that just says it all. Should I take the job? Your advice to that person would be no.
I would say no, but that is sad because, as I said to you guys, I went back to Ireland. I've been back to Ireland, right? Back to Navan, and it's been just meeting nice people, right? Having a conversation on the street with random people that I don't know. That's totally different from Sweden. But there's just an element that is built in that I would not advise anyone.
Okay, so that doctor or nurse from Nigeria or from India or whatever, a person of colour, your advice to that person would be, if you can get a job somewhere else, I wouldn't go to Ireland. That is so embarrassing for our country that is the advice that you would give. And I understand why you would give that advice.
But and I'm sorry, because I'm Irish, right? Even though some of your colleagues will say that I'm not, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I am, and I love Ireland. I really want to stand up for it. Like, I've traveled quite a few places, right? And when people are like, where are you from, right? I need to, feel a sense of belonging, right? And the biggest part of my life is Ireland, right? The biggest growing up part of my life is Ireland. But I cannot, with the rhetoric that we're having right now, I can't.
You just can't do it.
I think the big problem here is, and someone said it there a few minutes ago, is that racists, by the way, nobody knows they're racist. A racist doesn't know they're racist. Nobody would ever admit to being a racist. But the problem is that racists, a lot of them can't differentiate between people who are coming over here just to...
Right.
Some of them don't want to. They see a person of a different colour skin and that's
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So they can't tell the difference between a Pakistani doctor... Yeah, who's literally saving lives in Irish hospitals, and a fella in an eye pass centre. Sure, Padraig even got confused.
That's the saddest thing. And I was calling, first of all, I learned about social welfare from this from this show, right?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know about this. I grew up here. I have sisters, right? We did not know about social welfare, blah blah, whatever. We make our own way, right? We take care of ourselves and everything. We get shit done. Pardon my language, right? And then the things here, it's like, okay, if I am working here, I'm paying taxes, right? Of course, I do not want... I'm not in Ireland now, but just as an example. My sisters, my mom working in Ireland, right? They're paying taxes. They're doing the right things. We don't want refugees, blah, blah. You get... We don't want our tax money going to other things.
And so, in other words, you have a lot of similar opinions to other Irish taxpayers.
Yes, but exactly.
Yes, no, and I get that. You see the mass immigration into Ireland as a big problem.
It is a big problem. Nobody wants someone coming to this country who's just going to sit under.
I'm paying taxes.
The point that Mo is making is she might have similar opinions on immigration into Ireland, for example, as Warwick, who was on earlier on certain things, but she's able to differentiate between somebody who's here actually contributing to our society, helping make people better in our hospitals, and somebody who just arrived with their passport in the bin.
But you're dealing with ticks here who can't differentiate.
No, that's the problem.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess? Jess, what is your reaction to nurses finding themselves, foreign national nurses, mainly African and Indian, travelling to work together in groups for fear of being racially attacked on the streets?
Okay, well, it's not just them. Everyone doesn't feel safe on the street, so let's stop signaling people out on that one.
Well, no, I wouldn't actually agree with that. In fact, there was a survey today.
You wouldn't agree with that.
There was a survey today that said for the first time in 15 years, people feel safe on the streets of Dublin now than they did years ago. But anyway,
Jess,
I'd love to know what people were doing that survey.
I do a fair bit of walking to work in the morning. I park my car somewhere and I walk to work every single morning. Okay. And I can tell you, in all my years walking to work, I've never once been racially abused. I've never had someone shout at me, you white Irish bastard, or spit at me or anything like that. So it's not happening.
Yeah, but are you ever worried that you're going to get hopped on? Because people are afraid anyway. The second thing I want to say is, unfortunately, right, it's sad, it's wrong, but it's going to happen. That's just life.
It shouldn't be acceptable. That's what happens when people roll over.
I didn't say it was acceptable, Jeremy. It's wrong, but it happened.
Yeah, somebody
should.
Jess, do you not accept that it shouldn't happen?
What did I just say? I said it's sad and it's wrong. Do you hear me jumping up and down, going, "Yay, let's not be racist"?
But in the same breath, you're saying, "But it's life." In other words, build. Get a thicker skin, basically.
Yeah, shit happens.
So somebody walking to work to care for the sick, for children who are sick in hospital, being shouted at, "Go home to where you came from, you packy bastard." You think that's okay?
Did I say it was okay? You're putting words in your mouth. No, it's wrong. It's sad.
No, but
it's
you said it's part of life. Shut up and put up, basically.
What are we going to do, Jeremy? Unfortunately, racism is a poison. We're never going to get rid of it.
But you're nearly tolerating it. You're nearly saying, "Well, look, it is what it is."
When have I said that it was okay?
You said it's part of life. It's part of life. It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be, but it is. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to say? Life is shit.
When you hear a lady like Mo, who was on a minute ago, she said that she left Ireland because she just couldn't deal with the shit in this country anymore in terms of racial abuse. That is so embarrassing to hear that somebody left the country for that reason.
If that's what you want to say, then I don't know what you want me to say. That was her choice to go.
What is your reaction?
That was her choice to leave.
What is your reaction to hearing that a woman left this country because she couldn't put up with racial abuse anymore?
Jess, to say that was her choice.
That was her choice to leave.
Right. She didn't want to leave.
Grow a thick skin in life. I'm sorry.
Mo, do you want to respond to that? Grow a thick skin is her reaction.
Oh, I'm here, and I'm so... most of the times I agree with Jess. I always listen. But what the fuck do you mean, Jess? What are you talking about?
I get abused walking down the street by homophobic idiots, okay? Do you know what I do? I don't cringe and whinge and bitch about it. That's life. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to say?
That ain't right. We cannot just...
It's not right. Yeah, well, in the words of Whitney Houston, it's not right, okay? No, I get that. It's not right, but that's just life.
What you're saying, that shouldn't be life, right? That should not be
it
life.
It shouldn't be, but it is. What do you want me to do? We don't live in a utopia.
You speak out, right? You speak out about it. You do not roll over and accept it.
Yeah, but bottom line is, no, we don't live in a utopia where everyone loves everyone. Sadly, that's not life.
Honestly, I've moved on, I will say, but it ain't right. You cannot just keep quiet because...
I never said it was right. Why are the three of you all putting words in my mouth saying that I said it's right and that's okay and that we should do it?
That
we should be treating people like this.
Jesse, I'm not
putting
words in your mouth.
All three of you are putting words in my mouth. You are.
No, I'm not. I'm not. You said get on with it, and I'm saying
you are saying the same thing that Adrian and Jeremy said, which is I think it should be tolerated. I never once said it should be tolerated.
No, but,
but
you're saying
it's the fact of life.
Yeah, you say though, but that's nearly the same thing, Jess.
What do you want me to do, Adrian? Do you want me to solve all the world's problems?
Okay,
do you want me to be the UN and solve all the world's problems?
Do you not find it horrendous that a woman who lived in this country for many years left the country because she couldn't put up with it anymore?
Yes, it is sad. It is wrong. How many times do you want me to say it? Do you want me to be a parrot and repeat it 20 times till it gets to your head?
Jess, you have the same issues with homophobia. Do you not think that you should speak out about that?
What do you mean?
Do you not think you should? If you were getting maligned, blah, blah, on the streets, homophobic rants, do you not think you should speak up for that?
If I get homophobic abuse at me, which I do, do you know what I do? I just, I move on. Life goes on. They keep spinning. What do you want me to do?
But, okay, so if I was having a topic today on homophobic abuse on the streets of Dublin, you would come on as a caller and say, yes, it has happened to me.
What's the fact of life? What do you want me to do? Yeah, sit around and cry? What do you want me to do? The world keeps spinning.
That's your reaction. Ah, sure, I just have to put up with it.
What do you want me to do?
I find that sad for you that would be your reaction. Ah, sure.
Do you know what I find sad, yes. Adrian, is that it takes 3 years to put words in my mouth. That's what I find sad. The 3 years putting words in my fucking mouth. That's what I find sad. You clearly aren't getting what I'm trying to say here.
No, I'm not getting what you're trying to say here. I really am.
Wait, Adrian. You're trying to say
that I said it's right and that it's okay and that we should tolerate that.
No, I never once said that.
I said it's a fact of life and it's going to happen because you know why? We have racism. Sadly, we have them. They're poison in society.
You saying that's part of life is accepting it. That's accepting it. What else am I meant to say, Adrian? Condemn it.
I literally think I'm going to brick wall against you here.
Condemn it.
How many times do I say it's sad and that it's wrong and that it's horrible? Are you actually fucking like deaf or something?
But then you're taking a breath and saying, it's part of life. It's part of life. So you're going to hang up, are you? She's hanging up. Okay.
I stuck with this. Never said anything, right? Just moved on. Like, you know, that person is just crazy. It's this, that, you know, just moved on. But you can't because this, and the more I grew up and the way the world is right now, it has gone bigger than just the, you know,
let me ask you one final question, Mo. You said you see Ireland as home. It's a big part of who you are. Could you ever see yourself coming back here?
No.
That says it all. That literally says it all.
Honestly, no.
And especially hearing a story like this one today about nurses travelling to hospital in groups so that they...
That is so sad. Can you imagine that?
It is very sad. It's so sad. Yeah.
Third country.
But again, it answers my question about this whole subject that you wouldn't come back to Ireland anytime soon.
It's a first world country. Why would we have that?
Mo, lovely to talk to you as always. Thanks for continuing to listen to Opinions Matter.
Yeah, always.
All right, thanks very much. Bye. Now, let's bring in more of your opinions on this. This is Henry.
Hi, guys. I'd like to take up something what Park there said, right? He says he's no problem
with farm people coming here working and everything like that, right? But only was it 2 years ago or so, I remember him actually on a programme, and he was telling y'all that Rashida Necky is not really Irish, even though she was born in Dublin, she was raised in Dublin, and she represented Ireland at the highest level of athletics. And Parik totally dismissed her simply because of her skin colour.
That's correct. Dave.
Sorry, lads. Yeah, look, I've spent more time in hospitals in the last 10 years than the majority of fucking people I know. At one point, we should have been paying Clonmel Hospital rent if we were there that often. I've seen it with my own two eyes. I've seen absolutely horrible, disgusting shit thrown at doctors, nurses, security staff, cleaners. God forbid you had an extra bit of fucking melanin in your skin. And it's disgraceful. Like, I fully support laws where if you attack, like, a guard or a nurse or a doctor or a member of the fire service, you should face massive repercussions. But I just want to correct Jeremy on one thing. It's not just the Dolies. Yeah, there's a lot of uneducated fucking morons that spout racist shit. But I have seen some of the most vile abuse thrown at people from your more affluent members of society. Your upper middle class, we'll say. Like, they treat everyone like dirt. But if you're not from Ireland, they treat you especially like dirt. And I've seen that more fucking times than I care to admit. Just because somebody's got a better education and more money in their bank account doesn't mean they're also not a massive cunt.
Thanks very much indeed, Dave. Just one or two more. Neil.
Adrian, I just hear you there. Look, at my view on this, racism has always been there. It'll always be there and it'll never go. I just think it's a part of life. I don't like it, but I'm only speaking facts if you ask me. And just to let you know, I don't like it. I'm far from racism, but I'm just letting you know it's a statistical fact. It's not going to go, if you ask me. Cheers, lads.
Okay, again, Neil, you're saying the exact same thing as Jess, so we have to just accept that it's here to stay. That makes no sense to me.
No, that does make that. He is right in what he's saying. You're never going to get rid of racists. You know what you
stamp,
want?
You stamp it out.
You can't stop someone. Racist. Okay, let me explain this to you. A racist does not know they're racist. Yeah.
When they're called out as one, they do.
No.
When somebody is educated and told you've just said to that Pakistani doctor, go home, you packy bastard, that's a racist statement.
Do you think if Hitler had been interviewed in 1933, and he was asked, do you think you're racist, The Germans, the Nazis during World War II didn't think they did anything wrong. Nobody believes that they're evil. A scumbag does not know they're a scumbag. In all our years doing this type of stuff, have we ever had a yupro on the show saying, I'm a scumbag, like a scumbag in Ireland? People don't realise.
Okay,
you are never going to get rid of racism.
Let me just bring in Eddie finally.
I have to agree with Jess here. I lived in England for 17 years. Plenty of times I was called racist slurs, especially during the Troubles. You know, fucking bomb maker, fucking Irish, this, that, whatever you name it. But I just have to get a thick skin and just get on with it. I mean, it isn't nice. You can't give in to these people because then you're letting them win. And this lady on saying now, the context now saying the nurse left the country because of racist abuse, was it just a one-off and she left, or was she getting it all the time? Because I wouldn't give in. I think it's all down to what kind of person you are, you know?
All right, Eddie, thanks very much indeed for your message. Now, before we go, very quickly, we have another Opinions Matter reusable travel mug to give away, and we have a simple question.
Now, first of all, before I ask you the question, or before I give you the question, you have to answer with a voice note. You will not go into the draw if you send it by text. So it has to be a voice note telling us your name, where you're from, and the answer. And the question is, we spoke on this podcast today at length to a woman who had to leave the country because of racist abuse that she was getting on a daily basis. What was that woman's name? Very memorable name. We spoke to her for about 20 minutes on this podcast. What was her name? Send it in a voice note only with your name and where you're from, and send it to 085-825-2626. I can't believe I got the number right first time.
You did. Well done. 085-825-2626.
Why are you repeating this? I just said the number.
Send your name, the answer to that question, and it has to be a voice note. Get it into us before 1 o'clock on Wednesday, the 15th of April. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one.